You're listening to Fiat Vox, a podcast that brings you news and stories from UC Berkeley by the Office of Communications and Public Affairs. I'm your host, Anne Bryce. Inside of Joshua Ahazi's mind live hundreds of songs. Since he was a kid, he would hear a melody, and then he would hear all the parts, the vocals, how to play it on the piano, how it all went together.
I really thought I was going crazy.
He grew up in Nigeria. Every morning, he and his family would sing prayers, and he would compose songs in his mind.
Initially, I was really scared. I felt like I couldn't control what my brain was doing, and I was like, what exactly is going on? I'm just like a 6-7 year old kid.
But he soon realized it was a gift. His dad put him in music classes, but instead of reading the music like other students, Joshua would sit and listen to everyone perform. Then he would copy them, no matter how complex the songs were. He even did it with Beethoven's Für Elise. He plays more than a dozen instruments. Piano, guitar, saxophone, bass guitar, drums, the list goes on. But his favorites are piano and sax, for now.
It's always changing.
As an undergraduate student at UC Berkeley's Haas School of Business, Joshua joined UC Jazz and practices with a group of musicians, often playing music he's written, but not written down. Here they are playing a song he wrote called Amebo, which means someone who is restless in Yoruba, a Nigerian dialect.
And people are like, I play with musicians and they're like, where's the sheet music? I'm like, no, it's the basic structure and interpret it the way you want to interpret it. And it's very beautiful because different people have different elements and different dynamics in how they play the instrument. So allowing them to express themselves within that structure always makes for a very beautiful recording.
It's this ability to see how all these pieces can kind of fit together to create a whole, he says, that has helped him succeed as a business student. He was named one of this year's best and brightest business students by Poets and Quants, and he's graduating from Berkeley Haas on Monday, May 14th at the Hearst Greek Theater. And this gift that he has of composing music has also helped him launch his new social enterprise, Atide. Here's a theme song of his company called Awade by Orlando Julius. Atide means we are here in Yoruba. Joshua says it sums up what his company is all about.
Nigeria is a place that has amazing people, amazing ideas, amazing culture, and I want people to be able to see that. And you can only help to see that through its people.
Atide uses the skills and ideas of Nigerian entrepreneurs to raise money for social good. For this year's pilot project, the company aims to raise enough money to enhance the education of 1,000 school kids by the end of 2019. They've already partnered with some entrepreneurs who will create things to sell, from photos to dresses, on the Atide website. With each sale, a percentage will go to helping kids in schools in Lagos, Nigeria, paying for supplies, classroom and playground improvements, and safety programs. The rest of the money will go to the entrepreneurs and to the company.
So this way, giving back is more sustainable because you're using the ideas that exist within the country at a point in time. The ideas in business, in tech, in art, in fashion, and using it as a way to allow people around the world to give and also take back from the culture that exists in Nigeria. It's a very beautiful, very strong culture.
At Haas, Joshua says he has always been encouraged to look beyond himself and to use his strengths to better other people's lives. Joshua came to Haas as a transfer student from Berkeley City College in 2016, so he knows how tough it can be for transfer students applying to Berkeley. So as the Vice President of Student Affairs at Haas, he started a program for prospective transfer students called Envision Haas.
We're allowing these people that have looked at Haas as some far away, distant, impossible, you know, school to relate and humanize the application process.
The program includes a campus tour, an info session with the admissions office, and a Q&A with a student panel. Since it launched last October, more than 400 people have registered for the program. So what's next for Joshua?
I need a break. I've been going hard for too long, so I definitely want to take some time off to just relax.
He just moved into an apartment in Berkeley with his older brother, who graduated from UC Berkeley in 2014. And his two younger sisters will be attending Berkeley City College in the fall, so pretty soon they'll all be living in Berkeley. His parents still live in Nigeria, and eventually Joshua wants to move back. But for now, he's going to stay in the Bay Area, working to build up Atide, and as always, play music whenever he can. For Berkeley News, I'm Anne Bryce. You can subscribe to the Fiat Vox podcast on Apple Podcasts or Stitcher or wherever you get your podcasts. For more UC Berkeley news, visit news.berkeley.edu. And if you have a great story idea, send us an email at news@berkeley.edu.